Thank you for that. Okay, this is where I come in and say something important, which is obvious, but it's important that we say it. We are not here to make standards for the EU. Okay. You know this more than anyone else, Chris, but it's important that this is clear for everybody. EC is a much wider region than the EU, and obviously what is done within this has a scope which is wider than just the EU. Having said that, it is important to note that the European Union Agency for Railways, I'm still getting used to saying the new name after so many of the old names, has been invited to these meetings, as has DG Move. DG Move is in charge of more the legislative aspects around passengers than the European Union Agency for Railways, so I would say there may be more relevant in this framework. There are some current changes going on in DG Move in relation to railways, which has meant that they have not been able to attend today. Of course, and very importantly, we also invite participants from OSJD and also from OTIF. Again, we don't have any participation in the group here today. I hope that in future there will be. There was, if I'm not mistaken, participation from OSJD in the previous group of experts on the hubs. Actually, there was significant participation because, yes, absolutely. They provided us the paper on the comparison of legislation, which we had translated into English as part of the work of the hubs group. So I'm hoping that in future there will be renewed participation, let's say, also from OSJD and also from OTIF, who is close by, and maybe they can come in person if they are available. This work is, to a certain extent, in the regulatory environment, very niche, let's say. Because, okay, we spoke about the PRM TSI, we spoke about number of other TSIs. There is no, from my understanding, regulatory framework specifically focused on railway passenger information. In addition, of course, to what is with the ISOs and passenger rights, of course, which is something else. So there is the potential here to do something which obviously adds significant value to what is already available and develops on this. And this is something that we also sought to do with the hubs work. The hubs work, we developed it very much in line with the platform, the European platform for the passenger transport. Which covered a number of things. It covered ticketing, it covered new services. I can't remember all the areas that it covers, in fact, not covered because it's still going on. But there was nothing in terms of identifying key passenger stations. And as far as I remember, there was nothing specifically to this level on passenger information within those stations. So there is always, of course, this symbiotic, let's say, relationship with what is going on in other entities, the EU being one, or OSJD, OTIF, etc. And we need to be able to strike a balance to ensure that that is done. So, but that's a very long, complicated answer to the point of, are we inviting ERA? Yes, we are also inviting ERA and other entities. Thank you.